Doug, this is repeating on Pamela Howe, H-O-W-E, Howe, Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, date of birth is 8/24/55, and the date of visit is 10/19/22. Age 67. Please make a copy for James McDonnell, MD. M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, MD. James. Next paragraph. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Pamela Howe for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is present illness. This is a 67-year-old lady who has had a prior history of COVID-19 pneumonia in July 22 period. The patient was treated with course of Paxlovid, that's P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D, and also was on dexamethasone for 10 days, and subsequently was experiencing shortness of breath, exertion, and occasional cough, as well as low oxygen saturations. And decreased exercise tolerance. Period. The patient was then sent for a CTA of the chest done on 9/21/22, and it showed mild patchy ground glass infiltrates in the right upper lobe and basal segments of both lower lobes, and no evidence of effusions. Period. She was given a Ventolin inhaler, but it has not helped significantly. The patient also has fatigue and denied any weight loss and denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient. Past history includes a history for complete thyroidectomy and parathyroidectomy, for a history of goiter. She has hypothyroidism. She also had a hysterectomy in the past. And has arthritis of her extremities. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies history for smoking, drinks alcohol every other day. Next paragraph. family history. Her father died of pulmonary fibrosis. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Synthroid 100 micrograms every other day. I'm sorry, 100 micrograms daily, and loratadine 10 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts and glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, but has shortness of breath and coughing spells and some wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pains. No urinary symptoms or flank pain. And she has no depression or anxiety. She has some joint pain, some muscle stiffness, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female, averagely built, pale, but no acute distress. There is no clubbing cyanosis or peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulses 82, respirations are 20, temperature 97.1, weight is 149, saturation 97. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise. No lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is history of COVID-19 pneumonia. Number 2 is bilateral pulmonary infiltrates with resolving pneumonia. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Get a chest x-ray this month, PA and lateral, CBC complete metabolic profile, and TSH level. She will use the Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Topic for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL. MD, thank you.